Bhaktivedanta Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurudeva Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyaivacha Patitanam Pavane Vaishnavebhyo Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurachyate. Today is very auspicious day. A guru who is preaching the glorification of Supreme Lord Krishna from one corner to last
corner.
You can come more. So, in the center, a line touching center and both the
last parts of the circle.
Last part of the circle.
Like a diameter.
Oh, this is called Vyas. What is the meaning? That guru with the sitting on Vyasasana, representing Vyas, who is glorifying Krishna, his mercy, his power, from one end to another end, touching center.
Covering
everything. Angle is there,
180. 360 everywhere.
Everywhere. That is Guru. So I see that my Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, the Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, they preached all over the world the glorification of Krishna. Out of mercy and pity, they wanted to help persons, those who are endless pain of birth and death, wanted to take them some from that
situation.
And that is why they are preaching everywhere. So they are bad. So the puja of such a guru is called Vyas Puja. I have written a book about my Gurudev, and in all over world, all are appreciating, all are being inspired by that book, and now they know the glory of my Gurudev. It was not mere a chance that Swami Bhaktivedanta Maharaj took sannyas from him. Not mere chance. He saw some qualities in him that I have written in that book. And that is why Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti, Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, kept him like his personal servant in his room, in his own service, day and night in his room. Prabhupada never told anyone
Tum.
But more than this, Tu. Rui. You to tell him foolish also, out of mercy. And he gave his whole philosophical books to my Gurudev, which are kept in now the library. He gave him title of Kriti Ratna. Prabhupada. Kriti means bhakti. Ratna. Ratna means jewel.
Crown jewel.
Jewel in bhakti. Jewel of bhakti. Guru Maharaj took his life and soul to serve Prabhupada. In history we see only an example is in Ramanuja's life. Kuresh. He sacrificed his life for his Gurudev. So Guru also, our Guru, sacrificed life to save his Gurudev. So there are so many things. I think in Srimad Bhagavat it has been told the qualities of Vaishnavas, 26. Vijit, Sargun, Niri, Moni, Kavi, and so many. I see all the qualities are in not only myself, but all. They used to see all qualities in him. If anyone attacked the Srila Prabhupada Siddhant, philosophy of Srila Prabhupada, at once is used to cut their arguments. Once anyone told that really Keshav Kashmiri, who was defeated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip Leela, really he was not defeated. He defeated Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he gave
initiation,
Gopal Mantra to
Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu become a very furious.
Your Gurudev.
At once he
replied.
Keshav Kashmiri was refuted by Mahaprabhu. There was no nimbark any person. All are false. Jiva Goswami, Arup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, or other Goswamis, or any of the Goswami has not written about Nimbark Sampradaya. And thus, they were defeated. They went to court, but
they
were defeated. So, I have seen Guru Nishtha is the backbone of bhakti in his life also. I want that Vrindavan Prabhu, where he should speak about the glorification of my Guru.
Any other
If you are here, then all will turn. And if come you will here. Come here, all will.
Turn on the mic.
Turn on the mic. Vaishnava and Vaishnavis present my obeisances to them. I don't know why Gurudev asked me to speak. There's so many more qualified and senior people here. But I'll try to say something. There are a few statements that Bhakti Bhagavan Keshava Goswami Maharaj made, which I particularly liked. One is how bhakti is attained. And he simply said, bhakti is attained by the intimate service of the lotus feet of Sri Guru. And Guru Seva, what is that? The honest service to Sri Hari, Guru, and the Vaishnavas. And third thing, actually, he said, Vipumbha, separation, bhajan, of Sri Radha Krishna is the performance of Gaur Bhajan and the mood of Rupanuga. So these are very, very nice statements, very profound. One very great contribution that Bhakti Bhagavan Keshava Goswami Maharaj made was the installation of Radha Vinod Bihari in Keshavaji Gaudiya Math. When they installed the Vigraha, the deities were, Krishna was white and Radha is white. So that's somewhat unusual because usually we see Krishna as blackish color. So they asked him why he is, what's the reason for this? So he wrote eight verses which are quite profound and very deep Siddhantic. And I will attempt to say something about them. Of course, they are quite beyond my understanding, certainly beyond any realization that I may have. But maybe I can touch on a few things, and Gurudev may be inspired to elaborate on them. In the first verse, I won't say the verse because
Radha Chinta Niveshena Jasya Kantir Vilopita Sri Krishna Charanam Bande Radha Lingita Vigraham.
And that is meaning. The meaning of this verse is he's particularly praying to Raga Lingita, which there are two meanings of that. And the first meaning is that before I get into that, I should explain the situation of how Krishna is actually turning white. This has taken place along the Yamuna River, and Krishna is doing ras with the gopis. And during that rasa dance, Srimati Radhika left the group. And when Krishna noticed that she was gone, he was quite distressed and disturbed. And so he left the rasa dance and went to seek her out. So as he went to find her, he was looking everywhere and not able to find her. In deep distress, he simply was chanting her name, meditating on her in such a deep, profound way that his actual complexion turn from black to golden, which is Srimati Radhika's color. So he, by the meditation on her, he absorbed her mood, and it showed up in his complexion. Then, when she saw this, she was quite moved. And though she was so disturbed when she saw Krishna dancing with so many gopis, and dancing with them as he did with her, and not showing her any speciality. But when she saw the deepness of his sadness and meditation when she had left, then she, her anger was dissipated, and she embraced him. And her embrace was such that her golden complexion completely covered over his blackish complexion. So these are the two meanings of Rangalipta, that one is that Krishna, his color is changing because of his meditation on Srimati Radhika, and the other is that when she embraced him, when her mind was broken, then by her effulgence, it covered his blackish color. Mahaprabhu would go to this place, it's Imitala, which is right next to Gopinath Bhavan, where we now have a very nice place due to Gopinath's endeavors over there. And Gurudev has a nice room. That place, Imitala, is a tamarind tree, and that is the place where Sri Krishna sat under and was meditating on Srimati Radhika. So, Gaur Mahaprabhu had left Jagannath Puri and went to Vrindavan, and he would go to this place and sit under this tree and meditate on the moods of Radharani. And why did he do this? Simply to strengthen his Radha Bhava. And why did he want to do that? Because he came into this world for three particular reasons. And that was to actually experience the extent of Radharani's love, to taste that sweetness of her love, and to experience that happiness that she experiences. So, when Srimati Radhika, when she saw Krishna, and she embraced him like this, it is something like they, in a blink of an eye, that they see each other, and just in a fraction of a second, suddenly they don't know who they are. They don't know if they're Krishna or Radha. And Radha doesn't know if she's Krishna or she's Radha. She doesn't know, and he doesn't know. So that is considered the highest climax of praying, when that oneness comes in just a fraction of a second. So we cannot really comprehend this level of love. That is what Bhakti Gandhesh Goswami Maharaj is referring to in this verse. This ragatmik prita is of two kinds. What I want to say is in this verse, it's by this indication, it's clearly stated that Bhaktivinoda Goswami Maharaj, he's very much absorbed in the mood of Rupa Goswami. And that is, that mood of Rupa Goswami is described as Radhatmak Priti, and of that there are two kinds, Samanda Rupa and Kama Rupa. Kama Rupa is for the sweethearts, and Samanda Rupa is plants, trees, animals, so on like that. But Kama Rupa is specifically for the sweethearts, and Kama Rupa Ragatmak Prem is of two kinds, Samboga, Ichamai, which is it's like Chandravali, where she wants to directly meet with Krishna and enjoy with him. But Rupa Goswami is in the mood of called Tat Tat Bhava Ichamai Mika. That That's where one is understanding that Krishna can only really be satisfied by the union with Srimati Radhika. So they take great pleasure in trying to arrange that Krishna will meet with Srimati Radhika. So that is the mood of Srila Goswami, and that is clearly evident in Bhaktivedanta Srila Goswami's meditations. It's so long, Gurudev. Should I continue? Okay.
But louder.
More loud. On the second verse.
So much.
You want to say the second verse, Gurudev?
Tell about him.
Oh, I don't know so much about him. But he wrote this, you know, these wonderful profound, in 8 verses he has incorporated Radha Tattva, Krishna Tattva, Gaura Tattva, Prema Tattva, Rasa Tattva, and the conclusions of Rupa Goswami completely. And in just 8 verses, it's so profound, you know, we cannot even imagine what that is, that accomplishment to do that. That, I mean, I think, to me, that is so significant and so extraordinary that an individual like this has come into our midst. And the result is that now we're able to have the association of Srila Gurudev.
The purpose of that first slope is that Srimad Bhagavat, in Srimad Bhagavat it has been written that Radhika and all gopis were lamenting for Krishna when Krishna disappeared from Rosh. But Rupa Goswami and his follower don't want. My Gurudev is the follower of Rupa Goswami. So he thinks it will be better that Krishna is repenting for Radhika.
Lamenting
for Radhika. He should lament for Radhika. Why Radhika should worry for Krishna?
Yes, very good.
Radhika should not search Krishna. Krishna should search
Radhika.
Radhika. This is the main thing in that.
And
that is why Krishna was searching Radhika.
And he became
Radhika appeared. Krishna was lamenting. And when he found Radhika in Aranap and
embraced. He became golden.
And then
he became golden color.
Golden color. That is why our vigrahas are golden color. Thank you. Oh, Tamo Paha Prabhu will speak two words.
Two words.
About. Oh, you know so much.
Srila Gurudev has asked me to speak 2 words. Hare Krishna.
Very clever.
Oh, begin from this, Noha.
Today is a very auspicious day. It's the appearance day of Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, who are Gurudev Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami, took sannyas diksha from him and thereby achieved the blessings of the Vaishnavas and was very successful in his mission to go all out over the world and preach. Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami, there was one very nice story which some may have heard, some may have not. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, his spiritual master, had enraged many Brahmins, caste Brahmins in India, who were very much protective of their positions in society, and they were, in fact, misleading society into all different types of worships, and different types of demigod worships have become very prominent in Bengal and India. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was actually threatened with death by these so-called Brahmins. And they had surrounded him in a building and were wanting to lynch him, actually kill him. And Srila Bhakti Prajnan Keshava Goswami, who was a brahmachari at that time, gave up his cloth because they looked very similar. He gave up his white cloth and took the vesha, the cloth of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, and put it on himself and took his danda. And they were able to spirit Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati out through the back. And then when Srila Bhakti Prajnan came to the front of the building, when they came, rushed forward to kill him, they could see that it was not Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. And their efforts had been thwarted by Maya. So this shows the character and courage of Srila Bhakti Prajnan Keshava Goswami. Because if you've ever been to India and seen the type of crowds they have there, it's very, especially in Bengal, people are very fiery. And I don't know, we were surrounded one time myself. So a slight difference in fare and accounting. But Srila Bhakti Prajnan actually risked his life. And when he came back to the math, from what I understand, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada told him that you are a real sannyas. You're really detached. So he was rightfully awarded this great honor of being sannyas. And he in turn initiated Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, who's been here to Hawaii also. So we're very blessed today to be here with the direct disciple of Srila Bhaktivedanta Keshava Goswami Maharaj. Kijai.
So I'll just tell a couple of things that I've heard from Srila Gurudev and also have read in his book. Anybody who doesn't have this book, you are missing a great treasure in life. You may have money in the bank account or land in Hawaii, even beachfront. It is not as valuable as this book. So it is true. So today, Srila Gurudev told this story, and it's also in the book. In his life, Srila Prajnan Keshava, one time he came home very, very late, and his mother was very upset. In fact, she took a stick. Where have you been? Just like some of us know that our mothers or fathers used to do that to us. But when for a long time he didn't say anything, and she was chastising him. Then finally he said, there's a group of us, and we have decided all the money that you give me for, you know, spending, like our parents would give us a little lunch money or soda pop money. So he was taking all the money for some sweets and things like that and using it with his friends. They had formed a group to help people who were less fortunate, poor people, crippled people like that. And he said that today there was one girl, she was very sick, she had cholera, I think. There was no one really to help her, and she needed a doctor's help, so he had spent the whole day trying to help her, and just now he was able to come home. So just when she heard this, I mean, just think of what kind of a personality this is. He is a very rich people's son, very, very wealthy landowners and everything, and he's taking the money he's getting and not using it for himself at all, only to help others. And then this is, I think, a foreshadowing of what he did for Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Only to help others is he doing these things. So that was one thing. And then I was thinking there was also, Srila Gurudev told the story today, and I'm starting to forget it because I'm really proud. What was the story you told today?
What became her mother's pen heart?
Oh, yes, that's the one I wanted to tell you. Yes, when Srila Prajnan Keshava was at the mat, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur received a letter from his mother that she is very ill and she will pass away. So please, could he send her son when she was about to leave? So he called Srila Bhagavan Keshava, who was Vinod Bihari then, and he said, "Oh, your mother is passing away. You have to immediately go and see her." And so Srila Bhagavan Keshava, instead of going to see her, he found one room, and in the corner he was hiding, chanting japa all day and night like that. So the next day, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he asked, "Where is Vinod Bihari? Has he gone to see his mother? Has he gone? Look around. Let's see if he has gone." So they searched all over, and they finally found him. And they said, and then they brought, and he came to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he was like, "I have ordered you to go and see your mother in her last days. And you have not gone. Why have you not done this?" And he said, "Because if I had gone, this is her last days, she would have asked." He said he knew she would ask that there is no one responsible in the family to take care of all our lands, all our property, all the people depending on us. So I need you to do this. And he said, "How can you refuse the dying wish of your mother?" So he said, I could not, "I have to hide so she would not ask me this." So then when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur heard this, his eyes became filled with tears. And this is the first class disciple. There are different classes of disciple. The first class disciple, he doesn't even have to be ordered by the spiritual master what to do. He knows the heart of his spiritual master and he automatically does it. The second class, he hears the order and then he does it. And then there's other classes that I fall into. They hear over and over and over again. So these are just some of the glories of Srila Bhakti Bhagavan Keshava Maharaj. And if you want to get the real, real juice, you need to read this book. It is so sweet, so sweet. Hare Krishna. Okay, in Hawaii, as far as I know, Ladini Shakti should have some, Vrindavan should have some in their warehouses. Yes, and maybe even Arvind Daksha might have some in his warehouse. If not, I try to make sure that there's all the books everywhere in Hawaii and on the mainland, so you should be able to order. So you can get this book, and if you have some problem, I think they have. You still have, yes? Okay, so they just have a few left, so this is like oceanfront property in Hawaii.
Yes.
Disappearing very quickly, so you should get.
Oh,
and then they can order some more.
Tell some books. Hey.
Om Agyana Timiram Dasya Agyanam Jana Shamataya Chakshurim Yudham Jana Tasmai Shri Guru Venaman Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyas Chakripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavlubhya Vaishnade Vinaman. First of all, I offer my most humble Dandavat Pranam at the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Om Vishnu Bhad Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. I similarly offer my humble obeisances at the lotus feet of my Param Gurudev, Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad, Ashtotarashata Sri Srimad, Srila Bhakti Pravyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, and also onto Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad, Ashtotarashata Sri Srimad, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I also offer my respectful obeisances to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis and assembled guests. Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj came from a very high class and aristocratic family. But when he surrendered his life at the lotus feet of his spiritual teacher, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he completely gave up everything he had at the lotus feet of his spiritual master. He gave all his energy, his time, everything he had, unconditionally. At that time, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada would send his disciples out with a can to collect money. And they would go in the hot summers of in India, even, traveling from one place to another on buses and speaking to people and telling them about the mission of their spiritual teacher and of Sriman Mahaprabhu. And sometimes people would ask Param Gurudev, oh, why do you have this small can for collecting money with such a small slot? The slot was so small that the larger coins couldn't go in. Only the smallest denomination could fit into the can. And Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, he replied, he explained that they have not, he has not come to simply collect some money from people. Rather, this is an opportunity, an excuse to speak to people and explain to them what their ultimate benefit is, how they can make their life successful, and to give them a chance to participate in the mission of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. In this way, our Param Gurudev preached relentlessly. And at some point, after working very hard like this, sometimes he would take a little bit of rest, but there was nowhere, so it would might be under a tree. And one time he was lying under the tree with using the collecting can as a pillow because there was nothing else. And at that time,
in the hot
summer season,
midday.
At midday when the heat is unbearable, at that time, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was passing by in a car, and at once he noticed under that tree was his dear disciple, our Param Gurudev. And seeing this, tears came to his eyes. Here was someone who was born in a wealthy and aristocratic family, and he had given everything, all his comforts, everything he had, he had given at the lotus feet of his spiritual master. This brought tears to the eyes of his spiritual master. And in this way, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj attained the full mercy of his spiritual master. We've heard how this morning Gurudev explained that he was given the title Kriti Ratna. Kriti refers to bhakti. Also, in another way, this title is used to point out a person who can achieve something that's very, very difficult for others to normally accomplish. And we see many examples of this in his life. For instance, there was a time when the Samadhi Mandir of Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj's Param Gurudev, that is, the spiritual master of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, was under threat from the Ganges. The course of the Ganges had changed, and the Samadhi was in danger of being lost.
Of
Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj. So, under the order and instruction of his spiritual master, our Param Gurudev excavated the Samadhi without opening it by cutting around it and shifting the entire block of earth and so on across the Ganga and creating a fresh Samadhi on the other side. Very difficult thing and very important task. If there was any important task that needed to be achieved, Srila Prabhupada would designate it to our Param Gurudev. Our Param Gurudev also arranged for the area where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born to be restored. At that time, that particular area was a graveyard for Muslims. And in the dead of night, our Param Gurudev ripped open the graveyard and shifted everything and threw it into the Ganga. And then planted pull trees that move trees and
mature
trees and place them in that area. So when the Muslims came and they were aghast at what had happened, they filed a case, but no one could understand. No one would believe them because there were mature trees in that area. And in this way, our Parama Gurudev secured the site of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. There are so many pastimes like this, and I don't actually want to say any more because we're all eager to hear about the glories of Param Gurudev from Shiva Gurudev.
Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Vansha Kalpatarukhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Aditara Bhavanepyo Vaishnavepyo Namo Namaha. First of all, I want to thank my Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, for picking up a useless person like myself and anyhow engage me in his services. I also want to thank our whole Guru Parampara for coming in this world and serving the mission of Krishna and Sita Tani Mahaprabhu, uplifting the ignorance of the living entities and inviting them to become truly happy. Today is the appearance day of Srila Bhakti Prakyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj. Very, very auspicious day. We are all very fortunate to be here. This is perhaps the first time that we are in Hawaii observing this festival. A very special day, occasion, and Srila Gurudev abundantly showers his mercy, causeless mercy upon all of us, being here in our presence. I want to say a few words which I have heard from my Gurudev and share that with all of you, and I hope you will omit any mistakes and appreciate anything which is good, which has come from my Gurudev. When Guru manifests in this world, true Guru, the true spiritual master, the true representative of Krishna, Balaram, Nityananda, Akanda Guru Tattva, the representative of Srila Vyasadeva, they come only to serve the mission of Krishna. They are always fully absorbed in that eternal relationship in service with Krishna. And they invite all to come forward and realize that we all have an eternal transcendental relationship with Krishna, which is full of heart feelings and exchange, which is ultimately the true happiness of all living entities. We all hanker for happiness, and in this world we are looking everywhere. We find wives, we find dogs, cats, birds, and so many friends, societies, do what? To share and enjoy some happy moments together. Little do we know that in this world there is no such thing which we can feel happy with. It is very much a suffering experience rather than a happy experience. We all know that, who have been here for a while in this body. The young person still thinks, oh, I'm going to make it. You see some advertisement in the television and he thinks, oh, I can be like that, number one in swimming or number one in surfing or whatever it is to be successful, have money and be happy. This is completely the wrong teaching. Whole society is misguided like this. Real Guru comes to wake us up. Don't go this direction. Look inside. Look who you really are. And look what is your relationship with Super Soul, God himself, Krishna. You have an eternal loving relationship with him. You've forgotten about that. Wake up and realize your good fortune. That is the service of Guru. And who is Guru? Who is the representative of Srila Vyasadev? That person, as we have heard from other speakers, who has completely surrendered his life, his soul, everything, his everything, to his Gurudev. Who has put his own life in his hands in the service of his Gurudev. That person is real Guru. And what does he do? He distributes the glories of Krishna. And what are that glories? What is that glorious message? Who is representing Srila Vyasadev? In order to have a little understanding of this, we should know what is the Siddhanta on Guru Tattva. Srila Vyasadev himself, manifestation of Krishna, he wrote so many literatures, Puranas, Vedanta, Vedas, Upanishads, Mahabharata, Gita, in order to enlighten the living entities, to make clear that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still, he was not satisfied. And what did he do? He approached his Gurudev, Narada Rishi, and he asked, please help me. What is it that I have done wrong? And Narada Rishi explained to Vyasadev, you have not spoken about Krishna in Vrindavan. You have not emphasized how Krishna is happy only in Vrindavan with his friends, his father, his mother, with his beloved gopis. He is carefree, roaming around Vrindavan with the cows, the calves, and all the living entities, always happy in their association. You have not told this thing. How his mother bound him because he was stealing butter. How the gopis scold him. How he is always playing very beautifully on his flute, attracting everyone, all living entities. How the hearts of the living entities in Braj melt by hearing, remembering, and associating and exchanging so many loving emotions with Krishna. You have not told this. Then, Vyasadeva wrote, after he received the order of Narada Rishi, in meditation, he manifested Srimad Bhagavatam. And our Param Gurudev, and all our Guru Varga, who are representing Vyasadeva, they have, in the footsteps of Srila Vyasadeva, glorified this message of Srimad Bhagavatam. Aradyo Bhagavan Pradesa Tamiyata Dama Vrindavanam Ramya Kashti Tupasana Prajibadu Vagadir
Bargina Jakolita
Srimad Bhagavatam
Pramanam
Amalam Prema Pumarta Vahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradiyo Naparaha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself came with this message. Who is Supreme Personality of God of Krishna? Which Krishna? In Vrindavan. Aradyo Bhagavan Pradesa, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Yasoda Mai. What is the ultimate goal? Prema Pumarto Mahan. To realize that we all have a relationship with that Krishna. And how to practice that process? Here Srimad Bhagavatam. From who? From that person who is realized, who is pure, who is really representing Vyasadev. So this message is the message from our Guru Varga, and it has come to us, as we have heard, by the mercy of Srila Bhakti Pratyam Keshava Maharaj. Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj came to Western countries, and he gave this message. Anyone who reads his books, he will discover it is right there. But at that time, he could not explain all the deep Siddhanta and truths, because we were all completely absorbed in sense gratification. He had to cut the jungle of Maya, Vadi, impersonalism, sense gratification. Now, after he has plowed the fields in the Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, now Srila Bhakti Pratyam Keshava Maharaj again sending his beloved disciple, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, to come to the Western world and give further nourishment to the Bhakti Lata beach planted by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and help us understand this is our goal. Raja Bhakti, pure, anyabhilasika sunyam, jnana karmari anavritam, anukulyena krishna mrsilanam bhaktir uttama. Srila Rupa Goswami has given this definition, that pure bhakti is that which has no any material covering, which is full of moods, to please Krishna from the heart, not covered by karma, fruitive results, or by jnana, meaning that knowledge which is only aimed at thinking that God is some impersonal energy. God is a person, and we have a personal relationship with Him. And we can realize that if we serve our Gurudev, if we give our life and soul to Him, and accept His merciful blessings, then our life will be successful. So this is the mission of Srila Bhakti Pratyan Keshava Maharaj, our Guru Varga, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, and our Gurudev sitting here on the seat of Vyas. Vancha Kalpataru Vyasa Vikasundev Vyasa Sarantara Vakya Vaishnava Vyasa.
ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्सज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः अवतीर्णौ सकारुण्णौ श्रीवामननारायणौ रूपानुगप्रवरौ श्रीकेशवौ प्रियो भजे अतिवर्तचरित्राय शाश्वितानं च पालिने जीवदुःखे सदत्राय श्रीनामप्रेमदायिने हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today is very auspicious day. Today is the appearance day of our spiritual grandsire, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj. In this auspicious occasion, Srila Gurudev commanded me to discuss something about his life history and his teachings. I shall try at my level best, which I have heard from my Guru Vargas, I shall discuss little bit only, because everyone is looking towards lotus leaves, Gurudev's lotus leaves. They want to drink some bhakti ras from Gurudev's lotus leaves, so I will not take so much time. Just as before you have heard from Sripad Sundar Gopal Prabhu, that how hard task Srila Param Gurudev did for Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. In Mayapur, there is the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a big land, and there are so many subjects that they are, all of them are Muslim. They are not paying tax for few years. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur has so many disciples, but our Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, his name was at that time Vinod Bihari Brahmachari. He was quite white dress, not even saffron. To manage the property, he used to take his seat under a jackfruit tree, sitting on a chair, keep his feet on the higher on the table and always shaking his toes. So in knowing Prabhupada's mood, that Prabhupada wanted that we must have to collect tax from our subjects. And he was popular at all that area as a Vinod Babu. Babu means as a landlord, because he was son of a landlord. He know how to collect tax. So Prabhupada ordered him to do that. How he became popular? Wherever he'll go to city, have to take a cross in the Ganges. Sing him, so many boatmen will come. Oh Vinod Babu, please come in my boat. I shall take only you. I will not wait for any other passengers. And when they will take a cross, how much money in Paramudra's pocket, he will not see. Maybe 10 times, 20 times he will give. So everyone want to take a cross, then they will get money. When will go by Eriksa, the man driving cycle of three-wheeler, everyone will come, Vinod Babu, please come to me. Why? Because how much money we will give them. So he became very popular. He's very broad-minded, very liberal, very generous. So he called few of Muslim leaders and he arranged few people as a, he hired few people, and he bind them, their hand, backside, and put them under his table. And he asked the higher person to lash them bitterly. When they lash them, why are you not paying tax? Oh, Vinod Babu, we are just going and bring tax. He sent one, he went and collect some tax, like 3-4 liter. He did that. In 3 days, he collected so many money. Because this is their money, so Mahaprabhu's money, must have to pay. Any other disciple of Prabhupada, they could not do so. So he became very near and dear, kith and kin of Prabhupada. He had heard 2 examples from Sundar Gopal Prabhu. So Prabhupada gave him Kriti Ratna, the crown jewels of all jewels. This title is given to his Vinod Vihari Brahmachari. Once, one bishop, he met with one bishop and he asked him, why your worshipability is a coward? Why you worship a coward boy? Because we worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the golden color, or because in statue is quite white, and Sri Krishna Chandra, like fresh cloud, but no color is possible here, so they make black color, and Srimati Radha Thakurani. He want to cheat Param Gurudev, but Param Gurudev is very clever, very tricky. Why? Jejan Krishna Bhaje Sevara Chatur. Whoever doing bhajan of Krishna, they are extremely clever. And moreover, he is associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and associates of Radha Krishna. So how clever they will be. So when Bishop asked him, oh, you are worshipping a coward boy, then Paramahansa immediately replied, that coward boy is far, far better than a shepherd.
Shepherd.
Yeah. Means Jesus used to graze sheep.
Or the sheep.
Yeah. So, coward boy is far, far better than shepherd. So he became stunned. Oh, he's very intelligent. Then he asked, why you are serving a black deity? Your deity color, why black? Then Param Gurudev replied, black has no color. Because there are 7 colors in the world, deep geo. So any color you will put in black will absorb inside him. So black is so powerful. So you are serving black. Then he asked again, why you are serving white deity? Then Param Gurudev told, if you take the big geo 7 colors in a wheel in same amount and make divided in 7 groups and move it very fast, you can see only white color, no other color. So white color has so much power. So you are serving black and white both. So by this way he got defeated by Param Gurudev. So, and he has so much love and affection for all Vaishnavas, for his god-brother. In Navadvipa, our main preaching center, Devananda Gaudiya Mutt, when he entered, there is one big gate named Narahari Toran, the entrance. Narahari is 2 meanings. Narahari means Nrisimhadev. Another meaning is a very near and dear disciple of Srila Prabhupada. His name was Narahari Prabhu. He is taken off all Mathavasis like a mother. So all disciples of Prabhupada used to respect him so much. So there is 2 meanings. Narahari means Narahari Prabhu, disciple of Prabhupada, and Narahari means Nrisimhadev. So he met this. He has so much affection for Narahari Prabhu, and if entrance you see Nrisimhadev, then your all obstacle will go away for devotion, because Nrisimhadev is Bhakti Vigna Vinashankari or Sarva Vigna Vinashankari. He can take all obstacles away from your devotion life. So many things of Srila Param Gurudev. You have heard from Tamopaha Prabhu that when the smart Brahmin want to kill Srila Bhakti Prasiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, At that time, our Param Gurudev exchanged his cloth with Prabhupada. He knows, if I dress myself like a Prabhupada, they will kill me. He never cared for his own life. If my Gurudev will be protected, then he'll be welfare for the whole world. He'll not care for his own life. He cared for Prabhupada's life. Once in Delhi, someone asked Gurudev that why Param Gurudev switch off his cloth with Prabhupada. Prabhupada is associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and divine couple. He could not protect his own life. How come that his disciple changed his cloth? Then Gurudev began to smile. No, he has power to do that. Like when in Mahabharata, about knowing your Mahabharata Draupadi, when he is about to disrupt, she can protect herself, but she wants to show the whole world how Krishna protects his devotees. So he completely depends on Krishna. In same way, Prabhupada wants to show the whole world how near and dear is Vinod Vihari Brahmachari to him, to set the example that all other run away from the parikrama. They are keeping their feet on their head and run away. No one is caring for Prabhupada, they care for their own life. But Srila Bhakti Pradhan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, as a white dress brahmachari, he not care for his own life. He put his life in danger and he switch off his cloth with his Gurudev. And by Gurudev mercy, none can make any harm for him also. There are so many things, so many siddhanta, we listen from Gurudev Vatasri. Hare Krishna.
I have served my Gurudev so long. And I used to be with him as Madhava Maharaj, like shadow, everywhere he goes with me and serve me. So I had chance to know him personally. When he used to go to Mayapur, at the place of the Samadhi, feet of his Gurudev, and standing, when he used to speak or glorify his Gurudev, only Prabhupada, and then
voice choked.
Tears coming, and he never spoke any word. Then he told,
indicated,
oh, you, myself, or Bhavan Maharaja, especially to me. And then what we have heard from him, he used to. So this is Guru Nishtha. Why tears will come? Why voice will be choked? If he realizes that I am so much grateful to my Gurudev, by realizing Krishna, and by realizing the poetry, slok, Aradho Bhagavan Prajishatam, especially the glorification of gopis who controlled Krishna. And Krishna then was bound to tell that, na pareham nirbadvese, I cannot repay you. For long time, he will have the duration time of my life like demigods. Even I cannot. So please be what?
Merciful. And be satisfied.
I cannot repay. You can be repaid only by your
own services.
Own service. So, one who will realize this, then this attachment for Gurudev will come. We should try to give up all worldly attachment. But attachment to Gurudev and to Krishna, especially for Gurudev, should come. I have seen my life. What attachment, wonderful, was in our Guru Nishtha. I have seen that those who are philosophers, darshanik, philosophers, darshanik, they cannot be rasagya, bhavuk, rasik. They cannot be
poet.
But my Gurudev, writing articles on darshan shastra,
philosophy,
tattvajna, and also
poet, so many poems,
like
Mangalarti,
Prabhupadarati,
Vinod Vihari Tattastakam,
Tulsi Arati. How he has manifested his mood like Rupa Goswami. So he was the Rupa Goswami. That I told you. Why Radhika should be worried for Krishna? Krishna should be worried for Radhika. Radhika should not search Krishna. Or Krishna should
search.
And that is why he wrote. So he was philosopher, especially philosophers, very
deep mood,
not rustic,
always hard, dry heart.
But he was not dry heart.
Very soft-hearted, rustic.
How beautiful Mangalarti he has done. He has kept ocean in his jar of Govinda Lilamrita, Krishna Bhavanamrita, and everything in that.
Mangalarti.
So, also I have seen that those who are totally surrendered to Krishna, Krishna always protects him. When he left Chaitanya Math, by any reason,
penniless,
and so many his god brothers were with him, but penniless. Till that time he had not begged for anything for anyone, from anyone. There was Ekadasi day, and one of his god brother, very fond of
sweets
and
delicious food.
He came. Then he was thinking, what to do? My god brother has come.
No money,
nothing.
Take care of.
So see, he declared that today our Ekadasi will be full fasting.
Nirjala, no.
Because it is written in Shastra. He did.
Very auspicious.
He did not told them that I have no money. Yeah, he told that today we will do
full fasting.
Full fast. But that god brother has come, what to do?
He will not listen for full fasting.
Lying down on his bed and chanting Hare Nam and thinking somewhat
how to feed
at me. Once a bird.
Sparrow
came. And from her mouth,
big.
One
pocket
of something
dropped down.
And it made a noise like janna. What is this? And then he took and saw that, oh, there are six anna pai paisa. Six anna paisa means?
At that time, so much money.
36 pais.
36 pais. But at that time, very costly.
Like 36 penny.
At once he sent anyone to market. And he brought so many things, vegetables,
sweet,
and especially sweet for him, sandesh. Very delicious. And he gave it to Thakurji and then to that, his god brother.
And then,
sweet preparations were made on Ekadasi, and they all. Here, he was penniless, but he was thinking how to serve Vaishnava, not for him. At first, Krishna threw a sparrow. He sent some money. At once, a postman came.
Yes.
Oh, where is Keshav Maharaj? Money order has come from Rangoon.
Burma.
Giri Maharaj has sent 100 rupees. And then he became very happy. And now he began to preach all over Bengal. He established Math in Mathura first. Assam, so many,
Odisha.
Here and there, Odisha and everywhere. I used to go with him in Kartik month especially.